Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. This is Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. It's so good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. And coming up today, we have a musical theme of magic. Yeah, songs from the supernatural section of our music vault. And of course, we do have the countdown. Today, we're going back to March of 1966, so our journey's a little bit shorter this week. So that's what's on the show today, and if you're ready, let's begin.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
We're off and running on this week's Seems Like Old Times, and we start with the hits from this weekend in 1966. And at number 62 on the charts this week is the latest from Dean Martin.
Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. Though I may be lonely now, I see it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. Search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
That's Dean Martin, and Somewhere There's a Someone. That came from the album of the same name that was really just a recycling of Dean's Reprise catalog. There were only two new tracks on the album, and that was one of them. Apparently, he doesn't have time to get in the studio to record a full album. He's too busy with his TV show, Thursday Night at 10, by the way. And there's been a steady stream of movies. And even though it was mostly a compilation album, it still became a gold record, his eighth. And the single Somewhere There's a Someone peaked at number 32.
It's March of 1966 on today, Seems Like Old Times. And the President of the United States is Lyndon Johnson.
Hubert Humphrey is the VP. And the population's 196 million. The average American household income this year is about $7,000. And a brand new home is in the neighborhood of $20,000 to $25,000. To get a new dishwasher put in that new home, it'll cost you about $120. Well, down at the grocery store this year, a loaf of bread is 22 cents. Eggs are at 60 cents a dozen. A half gallon of milk is 55 cents. Coffee is 82 cents a pound, and sugar is 60 cents for a 5-pound bag. Pork chops are higher this year, $1.06 a pound. Ooh, and look at the price of bacon. It's up sharply. It's 95 cents a pound. However, potatoes are down almost 20 cents from last year, 75 cents for a 10-pound bag.
Well, that was the effect on our wallets here in 66.
But this is a pretty prosperous time in America. Wages are up all around, and that gives us more spending money. And we can buy a new record, like the current one from Jack Jones. His latest album is And There's Love, And There's Love, And There's Love. Obviously, you've got a theme there, and here's one of the tracks from that LP, And I Love Her.
I give her all my love. That's all I do. And if you saw my love, gives me everything, and tenderly the kiss my lover brings, she brings to me. A love like ours could never die. As long as I have you near me, bright are the stars that shine. Is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love
That's Jack Jones and I Love Her. The 28-year-old son of Hollywood couple Irene Hervey and Alan Jones has already won a couple of Grammys in this rock and roll time. Jones is young, handsome, well-groomed, and really an anomaly of the day. He's gone against the trends of the popular music scene and opted for the big band sound with lush romantic ballads. And mainly he'll concentrate on the Great American Songbook, but sometimes he'll choose a bossa nova number or a country song or a pop tune such as And I Love Her, which was a hit for the Beatles. And besides always having good material, he worked with the top arrangers. There he was backed by Nelson Riddle. Jack Jones, one of the recording stars here in March of 66. Well, what are we driving around in this year? Well, the bestseller on the roadways is Chevy Impala. The Pontiac GTO is one of the favorite muscle cars, and Motor Trend's car of the year is the Olds Toronado. And the unique feature is a front-wheel drive, the first automobile to have that in about 30 years. The Toronado has the long front with the uncommon amount of overhang and thrusting fender lines. It has the basic fastback shape, enhanced by flared wheel arches. It has the in-vogue hidden headlamps, and inside, a very good air conditioning system. Well, this year, Dodge has joined the fastback craze, showing some muscle with the Charger.
Join the Dodge Rebellion with the Dodge Boys!
Charger, new leader of the Dodge Rebellion. Muscle enough to catch anything on the road. Available with four barrels, dual exhaust, V8 power, hideaway headlights, four roomy bucket seats, fabulous new full-size fastback. Charger.
And that's not all Charger is. It's also a sports wagon. These bucket seats fold down flat to give you a cargo space 7.5 feet long. Enough to carry skis or whatever you please. Aren't you ready to join the Dodge Rebellion? Drive the Charger. Then price it. You'll be surprised. And that's where the Dodge Boys start to deal. Go see the Dodge Boys. They're wonderful guys to deal with.
The Dodge Charger. Oh, by the way, the price tag on that, $3,275. You may remember that commercial because of the Dodge Girl. Her name was Pamela Austin. A very recognizable face on television here in 1966. And here's a very recognizable voice. From her latest album, this is Astrud Gilberto, Gentle Rain.
We both are lost and alone in the world. Walk with me in the gentle rain. For a while. tears as they fall on my cheek. They are warm like the gentle rain. Come, little one, you've got me in the world, and our love will be sweet, very sweet. Gentle rain, like the gentle rain.
Astrud Gilberto was just days away from her 26th birthday this week in 1966, and that was her latest hit back then, Gentle Rain. She was accompanied by the Don Sobieski Orchestra, and that was from her album, The Shadow of Your Smile. We have jumped back 60 years today. It's March of 66. And now we're going to catch a show. Let's see what was playing on Broadway. Well, Lauren Bacall and Barry Nelson star in Cactus Flower. There's The Royal Hunt of the Sun with Christopher Plummer and David Carradine. Wait Until Dark features Lee Remick and Robert Duvall. Philadelphia, Here I Come with Patrick Bedford and Donald Donnelly. And The Lion in Winter, Robert Preston, Rosemary Harris, and Christopher Walken. For lighter fare, there's Generation with Henry Fonda and A. Larry Haynes. The Impossible Years stars Alan King and Bert Convy. And it's Hal Holbrook and Mark Twain tonight. Then for the musicals, there's Half a Sixpence with Tommy Steele. On a Clear Day You Can See Forever has John Cullum and Barbara Harris. There's Julie Harris in Skyscraper along with Peter Marshall and Charles Nelson Reilly. Gwen Verdon stars in Sweet Charity. But the best musical is Man of La Mancha, with Ray Middleton, Joan Diener, and of course, Richard Kiley.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And my Lord, I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest, and the world will be better for this, that one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the
Reportedly, Rex Harrison was supposed to be the star of Man of La Mancha, but he just wasn't suited for the musical demands of the role. So stepping in to play Miguel de Cervantes in Don Quixote was Richard Kiley. He won a Tony Award, making him a bona fide Broadway star. That was The Impossible Dream, written by Mitch Lee and Joe Darien. And the show was playing on Broadway this weekend, 1966. And we're listening to the memories from back then on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we have Magic in the Showcase. No, we haven't put Magic Johnson behind glass, but rather Magical Songs is our musical theme today. And no doubt one of the first ones that came to your mind was this one by Doris Day.
You sigh, the song begins. You speak and I hear violins. It's magic. The stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic. Without a golden wand or mystic charms, fantastic things begin when I am in your arms. Can I explain those rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? My love for you. It's magic. It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? When in my heart I know the magic is my
love. Here's Doris Day and It's Magic, a song that she introduced in her film debut, Romance on the High Seas. That was a hit on the charts in 1948, and she was accompanied by the George Sirivo Orchestra. Our theme today is magic songs, and if that one wasn't at the top of your list, maybe that old black magic was. And I had so many versions to choose from, but I selected Tony Martin.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride, and down I go, Round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tar. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm a flame. A flame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic cologne.
From 1951, there's Tony Martin with the Earl Hagen Orchestra and that old black magic. Well, around that same time in the early 50s, Andre Previn borrowed that title for a brand new composition. He did change one word. Instead of that old black magic, he made it that old blue magic.
Thank you.
That old blue magic. There's Andre Previn, some early Previn there. I don't have a date on it, but early 50s seems to be the best guess. No guessing on the year for this one. It's 1963, and it's Julie London.
Magic is the moonlight on this lover's June night. As I see the moonlight shining in your eyes, can't resist their power in this moonlit hour. Love began to flower. This is paradise. Living in the splendor of your kiss, so tender, make my heart surrender to your love divine. Magic is the moonlight, more than any June night. Magic is the moonlight, for it made you mine. Magic is the moonlight, more than any June night. Magic is the moonlight, for it made you mine. For it made you mine. For it made you mine.
Magic is the Moonlight. That's Julie London from her 1963 album. Julie London sings Latin in a satin mood. The orchestra was led by Ernie Freeman. We have magic in the showcase today. Watch us disappear and reappear after this break on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've turned the calendar back 60 years to March of 1966. And now let's take a look at sports. In baseball, Dodgers pitchers Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale are involved in a joint holdout. They're seeking an unprecedented three-year, $1 million contract to be divided evenly. And last week, they escalated their threat of retirement by signing movie contracts. Now, they did get a deal worked out before opening day. Ted Williams is going to the Hall of Fame. He received 282 out of a possible 302 votes. To basketball, in the NBA, Philadelphia won the Eastern Conference over Boston by a game, while the Lakers finished comfortably ahead of the Baltimore Bullets. In the playoffs, the Celtics got a scare from Cincinnati in the first round, but they did advance and then beat the Sixers in the semifinals. Boston then beat the Lakers in the finals for their eighth straight title. In college basketball, UCLA lost their conference championship to Oregon State and couldn't defend their national crown. That opened the door for Texas Western to emerge from that half of the bracket, and they met top-ranked Kentucky for the championship at College Park, Maryland. Wildcat coach Adolph Rupp was going for his record fifth national title, but the day belonged to the Miners. Texas Western, coached by Don Haskins, beat Kentucky 72-65. Haskins started five black players, led by Bobby Joe Hill and Dave Big Daddy Latin. Excellent free throw shooting helped them win the game, and thus beginning the transformation of the landscape of college basketball. In the NHL, Montreal's holding its lead over Chicago with a week to go in the regular season, and the Canadiens would go on to the Stanley Cup to face Detroit. The Red Wings won the first two of the series, but the Canadiens took the last four, repeating as champs. And Bobby Hull set a new record for goals in a season with 54, and also a points record with 97. And also on the ice, but more genteel, figure skating. 17-year-old Peggy Fleming, who's the three-time United States champion, has just recently won her first world championship. And it signals a return to the top of the skating world for the United States, since a plane crash in 1961 claimed the lives of the U.S. skating team and its coaches. And that's a look at sports from this weekend in 1966. And back on the music charts at number 49 this week is the latest from Al Martino.
Think I'll go somewhere and cry myself to sleep. I just kissed the one I love for the last time, and never have her soft lips been so sweet. She's gone away and won't be back forever. Think I'll go somewhere and cry myself to sleep. I'll go somewhere and cry myself to sleep. Not because I'm sad, but because I'm weak. I can't stand the thought of life alone without her. Think I'll go somewhere and cry myself to sleep. Just before she said goodbye, she called me darling, and slowly ran her fingers down my cheek. I thought I'd die when she said she still loved me. Think I'll go somewhere and cry myself to sleep. I'll go somewhere and cry myself to sleep. Not because I'm sad, but because I'm weak. I can't stand the thought of life alone without her. Think I'll go somewhere and cry myself to sleep.
Think I'll go somewhere and cry myself to sleep. Al Martino at number 49 this weekend in 1966, accompanied by the Peter DeAngelis Orchestra. That reached number 30 on the Hot 100, and it got as high as number 2 on the Adult Contemporary charts. That was the follow-up to his hit Spanish Eyes, and came from the album titled Spanish Eyes. And that was a tune written by country star Bill Anderson. It's March 1966 on today's show, and in the news, in mid-January, a B-52 bomber collided with a KC-135 tanker during mid-air refueling over the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Spain. 7 of 10 crew members died, and the impact released 4 hydrogen bombs. 3 of them landed near the small fishing village of Palomares. And after a 2-month search of the Mediterranean, the 4th bomb was finally found. The Air Force got help from a local fisherman named Simo Orts. He saw the bomb go into the water. Once the bomb had been located, Orts appeared in court in New York with his lawyer, claiming salvage rights. According to maritime law, Orts would have been owed 1-2% of the value of the bomb. The Defense Department says it's worth $2 billion. 1% of that is $20 million. The Air Force settled out of court with Orts for an undisclosed sum. In the days following the accident, the Spanish government threatened to keep NATO forces from using the Gibraltar airstrip. But after some diplomatic negotiations and concessions by the U.S., it announced that it would no longer fly over Spain with nuclear weapons. And those were some news headlines from 54 years ago. And we're back on the charts now. And coming in at number 44, Ray Charles.
Oh, it's crying time again. You're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling. Oh, that it won't be long before. Now they say that absence makes the heart grow fonder, and that tears are only rain to make love grow. gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, yeah, now, that it won't be long before it's right time. Now you say you found someone that you love better.
Better.
That's the way it's happened every time before. And as sure as the sun comes up
tomorrow,
crying time will start when you walk out the door. Oh, it's crying time again, you're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, all right now, that it won't be long before it's crying time.
Here's another country song done by a pop artist. Buck Owens wrote Crying Time, and Ray Charles is making a hit of it too here in March of 66. It's at number 44 this week. He was backed by the Jack Halloran Singers. It got as high as number 6 on the Hot 100 and would reach number 1 on the Easy Listening chart. And for Ray, it's the first of 4 top 40s this year. Well, here's a bonus tune not in the Hot 100 this week, but it's at number 10 on the Easy Listening survey. This is Peggy Lee, Big Spender.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender. Good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see. Hey, big spender. Time with me. Wouldn't you like to have fun, fun, fun? How's about a few laughs, laughs? I can show you a good time. Let me show you a good time. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see.
Peggy Lee with Big Spender, a song from the musical Sweet Charity, written by Cy Coleman and Dorothy Fields, accompanied by the David Cavanaugh Orchestra. That was a top 10 record on the Easy Listening charts here in 1966. As we listen to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, it's a magic show. Songs with magic in the title. And now, watch this, I'll pull Eddie Fisher out of a hat.
Magic fingers. magic fingers play again. Let me close my eyes and then my arms will hold her suddenly. I feel her heart beating just for me. Magic fingers, though I know, in the quiet afterglow, life won't be what you made it seem. Magic fingers play, so I can magic fingers, though I know, in the quiet afterglow, life won't be what you made it seem. Magic fingers play, so I can.
From 1955, that's Eddie Fisher, Magic Fingers. He was accompanied by the Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra. Now, I just happened to have another magic song with that same combo, but this time Hugo Winterhalter gets the top billing for the Magic Tango. Hugo Winterhalter's Orchestra and Chorus and Friend. Eddie Fisher was the friend, and that was the Magic Tango. I cracked the top 25 in 1954, and that was on the flip side of the Little Shoemaker, which made the top 10 for Winterhalter and Friend.
All right, well, here's another magical Eddie. This one's Eddie Durham, the guitarist. He plays Magic Carpet. Guitarist Eddie Durham was part of the Kansas City jazz scene in the 1920s and 30s, played for Walter Page, Benny Moten's band, which became the Count Basie Orchestra, Jimmy Lunsford, and then became a full-time arranger for the likes of Glenn Miller, Jan Savitt, and Artie Shaw. And that was a track from the first recording session with his own outfit, Eddie Durham and his band, from 1940, Magic Carpet. Well, that's it for hour number one of today's show. We're back after the break with more magic and also more of the hits from this week in 1966 on Seems Like Old Times.